in Mishnayis Baba Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Shnayim Oichzim Betalis. If two people found a talis, two people are holding on to a talis or tiny clothing. Zeoim, this one says, Ani Metzasiya, I found it, it's mine. The Zeoim, the second one says, No, Ani Metzasiya, I found it, it's mine. Zeoim, again, the first one says, Kulishli, the whole thing belongs to me. Like I picked up the whole thing by myself, the whole thing belongs to me. The Zeoim, the second one says, No, but rather Kulishli, the whole thing belongs to me. I picked up the whole thing, and the whole thing belongs to me. I picked it up first. So what do we do? So the locker is, Ze Yishova, Shein Loivo, Pochos Michetia. The first one has to swear that he does not have less than half of this talis, that he does not own less than half. Vizeh, and the second one also has to swear. Vizeh, Yishov, he also swears, Shein Loivo, Pochos Michetia, that he does not have less than half of the talis. And then the Yachleiku, and then Bezdin makes the law called Yachleiku, they divide the talis in half. So of course, if it's talking about clothing, that if you divide it in half, you ruin it. So then the Gemara says, what it means to say is that we sell it, and the money we divide in half. Now the Gemara says the reason why they have to swear here is because of the Gezeira, we're afraid that a person would just go, Holech, v'teikir v'talisha shechaveroi. We're afraid somebody would just go and grab away somebody else's talis. Therefore, even though each one has a tainus bori, we will not give it away unless they swear first. And also the reason why they make such a type of a shvua that we do not have less than half is because we want to make it in a way that there'll be no lying here. Now, since Lamaisa we're only giving half to each one of them, so we only want to hear a shvua on half. But they can't just say half belongs to me because you just said the whole thing belongs to you. So therefore, in order to make it the way that'll sound the most, the truth, therefore we leave it to say you have to swear you do not have less than half. So since we're only giving you half, you swore on half. But it's also mashma that you have the whole thing. Therefore, it's not really called lying from what you first said. Now, what's going to be if Ze'oimer Kulishli? The first one says, I picked up the whole talis by myself. The whole thing belongs to me. The Ze'oimer, and the second one says, Chetzishli. No, only half belongs to me. In other words, now again, they're both coming to Bezdin. They're both holding on to the talis. Now, the second one says, true, I admit that you also picked it up, but I picked it up together. Therefore, half of it belongs to me. So what do we do? So, Oimer Kulishli, the one that says, no, the whole thing is mine, I picked up the whole thing by myself, Yishov, he has to swear, Shein Loivo, Pochos Mishloi Shechalokim, that he does not have less than 3/4 of this talis. V'yoimer Chetishli, the second one that said only half belongs to him, so Yishov, he also has to swear, Shein Loivo, Pochos Mirevia, that he does not have less than 1/4 of this talis. And therefore, the locher is that Zen Noito Shloshech Lokim, the first one that says the whole thing belongs to him, receives 3/4 of the talis. The Zen, the second one that said only half belongs to him, Noito Revia, he only gets 1/4 of the talis. And the reason is, because when the first one says the whole thing belongs to him, it's like half of the talis there's no machlekes on. They both agree that half belongs to him. So that half he takes, that's his. They're only arguing on the second half. That the first one said even the second half belongs to him, and the second one said no, the second half belongs to him. So on the second half we say like Yachloika, we divide it in half. Therefore the first one gets the whole first half and half of the second half, that's 3/4, and the second one only gets 1/4, half of the half, and therefore according to what they receive we make them swear. So the first one has to swear he doesn't have less than 3/4, and the second one swears he doesn't have less than 1/4, and that's what they receive. Now Mishnah Beis, Hayushnayim roich ben agave vehema. If two people were riding on top of an animal, Hayushoye echad roichiv yechad manig. One person was riding and one person manig was leading it. Now again, Zeoime, one of them says, Kula shli, the whole animal belongs to me. Like it's a behema of Hefka or an Aveda, the one was Miyayish already. Therefore you say, you got it first, and you're kinder it, you're roichiv first, it's yours. The Zeoim, the second one says, no, Kulishli, the whole thing belongs to me. I was riding on it first, or I was leading it first. So again, the same halach applies that Ze Yishava Shein Loivo Pochos Michetia, the first one has to swear to Bezdin that he does not own less than half. Ze Yishava Shein Loivo Pochos Michetia, and the second one has to swear to Bezdin that he does not have less than half. V'yachleiku, and again, Bezdin makes the halach of Yachleiku here, we divide it in half. And here for sure it means that we sell the animal, and the money we divide in half. Now the Mishnah ends off that Bizman Shehem Moidim, if both of them agree that either it belongs to both of them,
or else one agrees it belongs to the other one, or else if they each have Edim that it belongs to both of them, then Cholkin Bloy Shrua. Then we make the Chaluka without a Shrua. There's no reason to make a Shrua, like we said before. It's only because we're afraid. Stam will be a liar and try and grab away from somebody else. But here, if they admit, or else there's Edim, we're not afraid of that. Therefore, the Chaluka would be without a Shrua. And the Gemara explains the reason why we need Bechal, the second Mishnah. We know it from this first Mishnah. So it's teaching us a Chiddush in the Halach of Roichev and Manik, that they're both equal kinyonim. If somebody's riding the animal, or somebody's leading the animal, we see them both to be a muhsik and the whole animal, they're both a type of a kinyon to be kind of the animal. Mishnah Gimel. Hoye Roichev Agabi Behema. If somebody was riding on top of an animal, the Roa Samatsiya, while Reuven was riding on top of his animal, he saw a Metsiya on the floor, he saw a lost object, that the owner was Miyayish already, or it has no simen, and therefore the Omala Chavero, he told his friend that was right next to the Metsiya that was on the ground, to Noli, like, please give it to me, there's, I'm on top of my animal, I don't want to get down, so do me a favor and pick it up and give it to me. So it depends. Not Lovi Omar, if this person picked it up and took it and said, Anizuch Isivo, I'm taking it for myself, it's for me. So then Zochavo, of course he has a right to keep it. Because even though the one on the horse told him to give it to him, but if he picks it up for himself, he has a right to keep it. It's a Metziah. Whoever takes it first keeps it. What about Imi Shenos Noloi? If after this second person gave it to the first person, Omar, then he said, Ani Zechisivo Tchila, that I meant to pick it up for myself, I should keep it. Lo Yomaklum. Then we say it means nothing what you're saying. Because since we saw the way you gave it to the person on the behemoth, so even if you picked it up for yourself first, but then you decided to give it to him, the fact you gave it to him, we said that's like giving it to him in Matana Gemura, therefore for sure the one that has it has the one that's Rechev, Agavi Behemoth, he has a right to keep it. Mishnah Dalit, Roa Es HaMetziah. If you see a Metziah on the floor, again, some money, you see something that Tefka, you're allowed to take it. V'nofel Olehu, and you just fall on top of it, and that's your intentions of being kind of acquiring it. Not by picking it up and doing a Maisa Kinyan, but just you fell on top of it. Now, Uvo Acha Behechzik Bo, a second person comes and he grabs it, he takes it, so the law, and he makes a Kinyan, he picks it up like, so Zeh Shehechzik Bo Zocha Bo, the second one that's grabbing it, that's holding on to it, he made the Kinyan, he keeps it. Whereas the first one, even though he fell on top of it, but falling on top of it is not a Kinyan. So therefore, you're not Koina, only the second one. And the Gemara talks about it, even though the klal of Arba Amishal Odom is Koina Loi, the Chol Mokom, but that we say only if you have Das to be Koina with Dalar Amis. But here, since you fell on it, you show us you don't want the Kinyan Dalar Amis. You want the Kinyan of Nefila, and there's no such Kinyan of Nefila, therefore we say it's not yours, but rather it's the second one that took it, keeps it. What about Ro Oison Rotsin Acha Metziah? You saw somebody running after a Metziah, they're going through your field. In other words, achatz vishover. There's a deer that has a broken leg, and it's hefka, and somebody's running after to try and get it. You see somebody running after birds that are young, they cannot fly away. V'yomra, you say fast, listen, they're running through my field, they want to get that mitzvah, it's in my field right now. So the owner says, zochzali sodai, I want my field to be kinder to acquire it for me. So locher is zochzalai, he has a right to do that. And therefore, since his field is kinder for himself, before the other people grabbed it, therefore his kinyan is first, he has a right to keep it. What about the hoya tzvirotz kedarka? Let's say it was a regular deer that could run very fast. Or else, oishoya goizolos mafrichim, there were birds that could fly away. The omer, and still the owner of the field said, zochzali sodai, I want my field to acquire it for me, I should be kinder with my kinyan chotzer. Here we say, leyama klum, you're not saying anything. Because this is called like a chotzer sheinim mishtameris. That since the objects could run away, run out of the field, and you can't get it, you can't stop it, it's called like a chotzer sheinim mishtameris. It's not watched for you, this chotzer, and therefore a chotzer that's not mishtameris does not have a kinyan, cannot be kona for you. It's only if the deer has a broken leg, it can't run out of the field. But if the deer is normal, that can run out of the field, then your field cannot be kona for you.
Yemishnehei, mitziyaz b'noi ubite haktanim. If your young son or daughter finds a metziah, finds something in the street, or else metziahs avdoi v'shivchose haknanim, if you have an evet kanani, or a shivcha kananis, or else metziahs ishtoi, if your wife finds a metziah, finds an object out in the street, So the lochri is harei elu shaloi. When they bring them home, they go straight to the father, they go straight to the husband, he has the one, or the master, he has the one to keep it. However, because we say, like, Masha Kone Isha, Kone Bailo, or else Mishum Eva, the Gemara says, is a Svara, or else Masha Kone Eva, Kone Rabbi, and Benoyos is a Svara, whenever the son picks it up, he runs and gives it straight to his father. Now, Metzias Benoy Ubiti Hagdolim, what's going to be if you have an older son, or else an older daughter, or else Metzias Avda Vishavchos or Yivrim, if you have an Eved Ivri, or a Shoma of Ria, and they find a Metzias in the street, or else Metzias Ishtoi Shagersha, if you gave your wife a get already, and now she finds a Metzias, so Afa Pishla Nosang Subosa, even though you did not pay her up the Ksubi yet, still in these cases, Harei Elu Shalahen, they themselves have a right to keep the Metzias. And the Gemara, there's a big machlokes exactly what does Benoy HaGodol, what does Benoy HaKotan mean. One Maldiyama says it means Koton Koton Mamish and Godol Godol Mamish. And the other one says, no, it depends if they rely on the father's house or not. If the father is the one that supports them, even if they're older, then the Metzias goes to the father. If the father does not support them, then they have a right to keep it. Mishnah Vov. Motzo Shtori Choyv. If somebody finds a Shtar Choyv, the Shtar says that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. So it depends. And you find it in the street now. So the question is, should you return it or not? Should you give it back to the Malva that he should have the proof to collect his money? So it depends. Im yesh behem achrayis nechosim, if in the shtar was written that if Reuven does not pay up, Shimon has a right to take away the property that Reuven sold already, he could take away from Mishabodim, then lo yachzer. Then you have no right to return the shtar back to the Malva. You know why? Shebezdin nefroyim hen. Because if you do return it, Bezdin will use the shtar and will collect from the Mishabodim. And we're afraid, the Gemara says, that maybe they did not lend the money at the time that it says in the shtar, so maybe the shtar has the wrong date, and you come to take away the Mishabodim at the wrong time. So therefore, you're not allowed to return it. But ein behem achreis nechosim, let's say in this shtar it's not written down that if the lever doesn't have money to pay up, you could take away from the property that he already sold. If there's no shibun nechosim in the shtar, then yachzer. Then you have a right to return the shtar to the malva. And again, the Gemara says we're talking about where the loiver admits that he did not pay up yet. Why? Shein bezdin nefroyim ehen, because the bezdin will not take away from the lekuchas. So there's no problem of collecting the money from the lekuchas like it did. It's only a question, could the malva collect the money from the loiver? So in the case where the loiver admits that he did not pay up yet, then you're supposed to return the shtar back to the malva. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the way Rabbi Meir says. However, the chachamim say, ben kach or ben kach, whether there is written achrayis nechosim in the shtar, or whether it's not written, the rabbanan hold in both cases, there is an achrayis nechosim. Because they hold it's considered a toyus, that achrayis toyus seifan inu. Even though it was not written in it, it has to look as if it was written in it. And therefore, Benkach or Benkach lo yachzer, you should not return it, because Bezdin will enable the Malva to collect the money from the shtar. And if the Loiva does not have money, they'll take away the Lekuchas, the property that the Loiva sold. And we're afraid maybe that will be Shalakadin, because maybe the date, the Zman in the shtar is Shalakadin, and they're collecting Lekuchas Shalakadin. Therefore, such a shtar, you're not allowed to return to the Malva. Now, Mishnah Zayin, Motzo Gite Noshim. If you find on the floor a get that was written for a husband to give to his wife, or else for Shechrura Yavodim, you find a Shtar Shechrura that the master wrote to give to his Eved Kenani to free him, or else a Daitiki, you find like a will, that's what Tavois of a Shchimera, person that's dying writes a will, or else Matono, you find a regular Shtar Matono that a healthy person gave away a present to somebody else, or else you find the receipt on the floor. So again, we have a doubt. Who lost the shtar? Did the Noisen lose the shtar? Did the Mekabel lose the shtar? So the locher is Harezel LeYachzer. You're not supposed to return this shtar. You can't return it to the Mekabel, to the Noisen. You have to just hold on to it, whoever found it. Shani Yom, because we have a doubt to say maybe that Ksuvim Hoyu, maybe true Reuven wrote up the shtar that he plans to give a present to his friend Shimon, but v'nimlach aleihem shelo litnam, but then Reuven changed his mind and did not give the present over to Shimon. So therefore, this shtar now that's found maybe does not belong to Shimon. Whereas let's say they get Isha. True, the husband had the get written up, but maybe the husband changed his mind and did not want to give the get to his wife, and the husband lost the shtar, this get. Therefore, you have no right to return her to the Isha, because she'll be Maisit, she'll like you didn't. So therefore, in such a case, the Mishnah says, you have to hold on to it, and you do not give it back until we have Edim, exactly from who it fell from. Now, Mishnah Ches, Motzo Igrois Shum. You find on the street a shtar, a shum that Bezdin evaluated the property of the loiva and gave over, like usually the Bezdin gives the shtar to the malva. Like in the case when the malva comes to collect his money from the loiva. If the loiva doesn't have any money to pay, so Bezdin evaluates how much his property is worth and gives over the shtar to the malva will have a right to take away the property. So somebody found this shtar on the floor. Or else the igrois mozen, a shtar that Bezdin writes up to give to the wife, that when a lady gets remarries and she had children from before, so the new husband accepts upon himself to feed her children. That's called the igrois mozen. So such a shtar was lost, and we have a doubt now from who did it fall from. Did it fall from the husband, or did it fall from the wife? Or else, shtari chalitza. In a case where an isha that was yevama, she has a shtar that chalitza took place, and now we found it on the floor. Or else, meunen, that's when a katana gets married without her father, just with a mother or with a brother. So that kedushin is only midirabonin. And there the halacha is, when she says she doesn't want a husband anymore, she makes miyun, that's like b'makam aget. So the Bezdin writes up a shtar to say that this katana made miyun. Now somebody found the shtar on the floor, or else the shtori berurin. That's a shtar that Bezdin writes up the tainis of the Baal HaDvarim. When two people come to a din Torah, Bezdin writes up the exact complaints, what he said and what he said. And then somebody found this on the floor. Or else, v'chol amaisa Bezdin, any type of a shtar that's written up in Bezdin. He means a shtar chalto, that they write up to the malva, that he has a right to take away the nechosim of the loiva, or else shtar adrachta, all any maisa Bezdin. The locher is hareza yachzer. If you find such a shtar on the floor, you're supposed to return it to the bailim. Because here there's no chshash by returning it. Because since it was done in Bezdin, for sure it has the right zman, the right time, and therefore you have a right to return it. Now, motzo b'chafisa. Let's say you found a shtar in a chafisa, and let's say like a box, oibid luskemo, a type of a chest, or else tachra shel shtaros. You found a whole roll of shtaros, or else oyagudu shel shtaros, or else a bundle of shtaros. So in these cases, Areza Yach is supposed to return them because here they have a simen on it. And therefore, the real owner, the one that lost it, could give you a simen about the chafisa, about the luskamo. He give you a simen. It was rolled. How many shtaros were there? So since we have simonim here, therefore you return it to the one that gives you the simen. Now, v'kama agudish al shtaros, how many is called a bunch of shtaros? Shloisha kshurin zebazeh. If you have three shtaros that were tied together and now you found it, you have a right to return it to the one that gives you the simen. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, echad haloiva mishloisha yachtil haloiva. Let's say you find three shtaros on the floor, and every shtar says the way Reuven borrowed money. So one shtar says Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, one shtar says Reuven borrowed money from Yehuda, and the third, and one shtar says Reuven borrowed money from Dan. So if you find these three shtaros together, so halacha is yachta l'loiva. You return these three shtaros to the loiva. In other words, since all three shtaros have the loiva's same name, so the pshat was these three shtaros fell from the loiva. Like, why should we say it fell from the malva? They're three different people. What are the three shtaros doing together? Since you found the three shtaros together and they all have the same loiva, most probably these three shtaros fell from the loiva. Like, it was already paid up, so you give back the shtar to the loiva. What about the opposite way? Shloisha haloivin miyechud. You have three shtaros here that have the same name of the malva. Three shtaros here that Reuven lent money. He lent it to Shimon, another shtar says lent to Yehuda, and another shtar says lent it to Dan. So in such a case, the Mishnah says, yachsel malva. You return the shtar to the malva. Since it's one malva here, so most probably these three shtaros fell from the malva, and they were not paid up yet. Therefore, we give these shtaros back to the malva. He can go and collect from the loivis. Now the Mishnah says, Motzer shtar ben shtaroisef. Let's say you found a shtar between a bundle of your shtaros and v'en yedeh mativa. You do not know what's doing with the shtar, if the shtar was paid up or not. So the halacha is, yehei munach at shiyavi eliyo. You say you're supposed to leave it until you find out for sure whether the shtar was paid up or not. In other words, a third person finds a shtar now, and he's not sure whether the malva gave him the shtar to hold on to it, or whether was it the loiva that gave him the shtar to hold on to it. He's not sure, like it's not his shtar, just somebody else gave him the shtar to hold on to, and he's not sure which one of the two, the malva or the loiva, gave it to him. So in such a case, it says Yemuch, he's supposed to hold on to it until he knows for sure through Edim which one really gave it to him. What about in Yesh Imoyim Symphonis? Let's say amongst the shtar there's also a receipt there. A receipt saying it was paid up. Then Yasim Mashib Symphonis. It's probably like the receipt goes on that shtar as if to say that shtar was really paid up already, and therefore the shtar did not come to you from the malva, but rather came from the loiva. In such a case, like you just rip up the shtar, or else give the shtar back to the loiva, you have right to say most probably the shtar was already paid up, so therefore do not give it to the malva to collect, but rather just act like it was paid up already and give it back to the loiva. Yad Kan Perik Rishon. The Perik Beis. Elu Mitziyah Shaloi. These are the mitzvahs if you find something, an object in the street that you're allowed to keep for yourself. V'yelu chayiv l'hachris. And these are the mitzvahs that you have a chiyuv to return to the owner. In other words, the question is, if the owner was miyayish, gave up hope on receiving it back, then you're allowed to keep it. If the owner was not miyayish, did not give up hope yet, he's still planning on receiving it, then there's a mitzvah hashavas aveda. So the Mishnah says, Elu mitzias shaloi. These are the mitzias that if you find, you have a right to say the owner was already miyayish, and you have a right to keep it. Motza peiros mufuzorim. If you find fruits spread out in the Rishus Rabim, so there's no simen here, and therefore we say the owner was miyayish. Or else, moyus mufuzorus, you find money spread out, there's no simen, you're allowed to keep the money. Kikrois peshus rabim, you find small bundles of wheat, or let's say tfu of Rishus Rabim, also there's no simen of makam, it gets kicked around in Rishus Rabim, therefore you're allowed to keep them. Viigule devela, if you find, let's say, like a pie that was made from crushed dates that were crushed together, there's no simen on it, therefore you're allowed to keep it. Kikrois shonachtum, you find bread that came from a bakery, also there's no special simen on it, therefore you're allowed to keep it. Mach roizois shodogim, you find a string of fish, so we're talking about now that there's no special simen on it, therefore harei l'shlo, you're allowed to keep them. V'chaticha shabosar, you find a cut piece of meat, also we're talking about where there's no simen, they're all cut the same way, all these cases you're allowed to keep them. V'gizei tzemer, a bunch of wool, habois mimedinosam, that comes from the place where they shear off the wool, in other words, it's like raw wool, therefore there's no simen on it, therefore you're allowed to keep it. V'yanitzei pishtin, or else pieces of flax, the same thing, there's no simen on it, you're allowed to keep it. Or lishoinos shelagomon, a long piece of wool that was dyed purple, also there's no simen on it, you're allowed to keep it. Hare elu shaloi, all these things you're allowed to keep, because we say since there's no simen, the owner was already miyayish, and he realizes that he dropped it, that he lost it, therefore you're allowed to keep it. So Mishnah says, Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol sheyesh po shinui chayiv l'hachris. Any aveda that you find that there's something different about it, that's considered like a simen, and therefore you have to return if the owner was not miyayish. Ketzad, like what's the case? Where's the machlokes here? In a case like this, matzah igul, you found, let's say, like around a cake, a pie of this crushed figs, or the seichei cheres. In the middle of it, there was an earthly kli, cheres, a piece of earthly kli, or else kiku, you found a piece of bread. Well, the seicha mois, in the middle was money. So, Rabbi Yehuda holds, this is considered a simen. Even though the simen comes by itself, it could just be it fell in. He holds, no, most probably, even if it fell in by itself, but the owner realized it, and the owner has a simen. Therefore, he will not be miyayish. Whereas the Tanakhama says, no, that's not called a simen. Could be it fell in by itself. The owner doesn't realize it. Therefore, the owner was miyayish. You're allowed to keep it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, Kol klei on the puria, any new type of a kli, new vessel that you bought, ein oichai v'hachris, you do not have to return it to the owner. The Gemara says, we're talking about now that there's no special simen here, but the question is there a tfias ayin? Could the owner recognize it? And if he's like a Talmud Chacham, a person we're not afraid to lie, then we return it to him with a tfias ayin, with the fact he could recognize it. But if it's a new kli, that we say l'shosan bo ayin, the ayin, the eye, did not recognize it, did not get used to it yet, then for sure the owner is miyayish, therefore you're allowed to keep it.
So that's what the Shimon says, kol klei anturi, any new kli, is eina chayv l'hachriz. You do not have to return it. The Mishnah Beis, v'eilu chayv l'hachriz. These are the cases that there is a simin, and therefore you have to return it. We say the owner is not miyayish, because he expects to get it back. Motza peiros pakli, if you find fruit inside a kli, and there's a simin on the kli, therefore you have to return the fruit also. Or kli kamayshu, or else you find the kli by itself, but the kli has its own simin. Or else moyus pakis, you find money in a wallet. Or kis kamayshu, or else you find the wallet by itself. And again, in a case where the wallet has a simin, therefore you have to return this. Tzibure peiros, if you find a bunch of fruits bunched together, so it's also there's a simin. Or else tziburi mois, money that was bunched together. Now, sholosh matabeyos ze'ah gav ze'ah. What's called a simon by money? If you have three coins, one on top of another. The Gemara says it means like three different coins. Like a quarter, then a nickel, then a dime. Like that thing, one on top of another. What about kikreis preshus ha-yochid? You find a bundle of this bundle of wheat, preshus ha-yochid. There it does not get kicked around. Therefore, the simon could be mokum, the place where you found it, that's a simon. Therefore, the owner is not miyayish. But whereas in Rishus Saravim, it gets kicked around, therefore it's not called a simen. For a kikurei shaval abayis, we have private baked bread, so therefore there's a simen on the bread, how it was baked, that you have to return. The gizei tzemer halakuchas mibeis uman, a piece of wool that came out from the factory, then they make it differently. Therefore, every factory, every person makes it differently, there'll be a simen exactly how the wool was made, to know who to return it to. Now, kade yain v'kade shemen, a barrel of wine or a barrel of oil also has a simen, and the Gemara says, talking about that the covering you put on top, you smear it down with a special type of lime, and there's a simen about that. So therefore, hare elu chayiv l'hachriz. In all these cases, if somebody finds it, he has to return it. There's a mitzvah shavas aveda, we say the owner is not miyayish. Mishnah Gimel. Motza acher hagapa. Let's say you find something behind the wall. Agapa means a wall made out of wood, or yacher hagoder, else a fence made out of stone. Now, goizolos mukusharim, behind this fence you find tied up birds, or yivishvilin shabasodis, or else you find these tied up birds in the path through a field. Is hareze liyigobim, you're not supposed to touch it, just leave it there, because most probably the owner left it there, and he has in mind to come back and take it, whereas there's no real simon on this. So if you're going to take it away, the owner will not be able to give you a simin. You'll ruin it for the owner. So therefore, the locher is just leave it there. Since this place is miksas meshumer, it's a little bit watched there. Therefore, we say just leave it there. The owner himself will come back and take it. What about motza kli ba'ashpa? Let's say you find the vessel in the junkyard. So it depends. Im mechusif, the kli is covered up. Loigaboy, again, do not touch it. Because we say the owner left it there and he's going to come back and take it. So therefore, leave it for him to take it. But in Megula, let's say it's uncovered, so then the owner did not just leave it there. Therefore, the owner lost it there. Then Neitul Amachris is supposed to take it and return it. Again, in a case where the Kli has a simen, there is a simen on it. What about Motza Bagal Uvakaisel Yoshan? Let's say you find a Metzia in an old wall or in an old bunch of stones. So Lachris Areel Shalai, you have right to keep it for yourself, because we say it was there from way before the Jew moved in here, it belonged to the Goyim from before, therefore you're allowed to keep it. What about the Motzah B'Kais HaChadosh? Let's say you find a Metzia in a new wall, so it depends. Mechetzi Olachutz, from the outer half of the wall, we say Shalai, that belongs to you, because most probably somebody from the Rishus HaRabim left it there by mistake, and there's no simon on it now, so he's Miyayish. However, from the inner half of the wall, from the thickness of the wall, Shabalabayas, then we say the Balabas is the one that put it there, and therefore since we know who the owner is, he has to return it to him, and he wasn't Miyayish, like you feel this Meshumer, it's in his property. Let's say you find a Mitzi in a house that was rented out to other people, in a wall, or else the Mishnah says, even if you find a Mitzi in the middle of the house, these things you're allowed to keep for yourself. And the Gemara says, we're talking about that it was rented out to three people at the same time. So therefore, you're allowed to keep it. You can't say it fell from the last person, because there's no one last person. It fell from one of those three, and each one of them was Miyayish. But the Gemara says, a Svara, because he went to one of them, and the guy said, I didn't find it. He went to the other one said, I didn't find it. So the person thinks, listen, one of these two people are taking it, and I don't know which one, therefore he's Miyayish.
So in such a case, you're allowed to keep the mitziyah. We say the owner was already miyayish. All right, turn over.
Now, Mishnah Dalet, Motzo Bechanus. If you find a Mitziah in a store, let's say you find money there, in a place where the people come to buy things there, Sahare Elishaloi, it belongs to you. The one that finds it has the right to keep it. Because since a lot of people walk into the store, so the owner, when he realizes he lost it, it's like he lost it, B'makam Arabim, he is Miyayish. And some shittas learn, even if there's a simin, still the owner is miyayish. What about Bein Hateva Pulachenveni?
Let's say the metzia was found between the counter and the owner of the store. Then shall chenveni. Then we say it belongs to the chenveni. So he lost it there. You have to return it to the store owner. What about lefnei hashochoni? Let's say you find the money in front of the table of the exchanger. There used to be a table there where men used to exchange money for you. So if you find the money in front of that table, harei elushaloi, then you have a right to keep it, because it probably fell from somebody that came in there. And again, that person is miyayish, since it was lost in a place of the rabbim. What about the bein hakisei v'lashochoni? Let's say you find the money from the chair to where the shochoni himself is, then harei elushaloi. Then we say that money fell from the money exchanger himself, and you have to return the money to the shochoni. Now, halakeach peros mechaveroi. Let's say you buy fruits off your friend, or else your friend sends you fruits, sends you a present, he sends you fruits, and in the fruit you find some money. So the lachor is harei elushaloi. You have a right to keep this money. Im hoyu tsururin. But let's say the money was tied together in a kesher that is a simen on it, then you have to return it, because since it has a simen, there we say the owner is not miyayish. And the Gemara explains, we're talking about here that you buy peiros from, let's say, a merchant. So therefore, you do not know who the merchant himself bought the peiros from. So therefore, the original owner is miyayish. You do not know who the owner is. But let's say you go to a private person and buy fruits off him. So then you know for sure this money comes from him, so then you would have to return it. And the Sefer ends off, but let's say there's a simon in the money, then no matter what, you have to return the money, because the owner is not miyayish. And again, here it's not the makam harabim, therefore there's no reason to say the owner was miyayish, you have the chiyuv to return it. Mishnehei, af hasimlo hoiso bechlal kolelu. Returning a similar clothing is also in this parsha of kol aveda sechicha. If so, lama yotzes, how come it went out special? Like, why does the Torah have to say, v'chein tata l'sim losoi? This is the way you should do if you find your friend's clothing, like pshita. The pasuk already said, kol aved desochicha. So the Mishnah explains, loy malach. The reason why the pasuk said separately, the word simlo, is to teach us, ma simlo miyuchedesh yesh posimonim, just like clothing is something special, that usually it has a simin, like it was made. A person has a simon, you could give a simon to it, v'yesh lo tovim, and there is an owner to it that claims it, that wants it back. In other words, that he was not miyayish, af kol dover, everything also, sheyesh po simonim, that there are simonim in the object, and v'yesh lo tovim, that we know for sure the owner was not miyayish yet, that the owner still wants to come and claim it, chayiv l'hachris, then you have to return such an aveda. There's the mitzvah of a Shabbos aveda. Then Mishnah Vav says, V'yad mosai chayav l'hachris. Until how long do you have to return an aveda? So we're talking about you found a lost object that has a simon on it. So how long do you have to take care of it, or do you have to proclaim it that people should try and give a simon back to receive it? So the Mishnah says, Ad kedei sheyedu b'shreinav. Until the neighbors around the place that you found it know about it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir says. As long as the neighbors around the place that you found the metzia know about it, so you don't have to proclaim it anymore, because once the neighbors know about it, they tell people around, and whoever has a simin should come by themselves not to claim it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shloisha Regolim. No, you have to wear Gimel Regolim. In other words, where every regal, when Klai Yisrael came together, they used to proclaim the Avedis. So one regal, two regals, and three regals. And the Yachar, her regal Achar, and after the third regal, still you have to wait Shiva Yomim, another 7 days. Why? That a person should be able to travel home, let's say, in 3 days. And then he'll go home and see that he lost something. So the Yachzor Shloisha, he'll have to return then for 3 days. The Yachruz Yemechon, on the 7th day, that's when they'll proclaim the Aved, and he'll come to receive it. So if by that time nobody came to proclaim it, then you don't have to take care of it anymore. Mishnah Zayin. Omar Esu Aveda V'loi Omar Simoneho. Let's say somebody says, listen, I lost an aveda, I lost this object, but I do not have any simonim on it. So lachor is lo yitin lo, you're not allowed to return it to him. If he doesn't give you a sim and a sign on it, you should not return it to him. V'haramai, let's say if you know the person is a liar, afo pi shomis simoneho, even though he tells you a good sign, still lo yitin lo, you should not return it to him. Shenema, because the pasuk says in Devarim, adroish achich oisai, you have to hold on to the avodah until you are derish, you check out your friend, like to make sure it really belongs to him. That means to say, at shetidrash asachich, until you check out your friend, im ramayu imena ramay, whether he's a liar or not. If he's a liar, you cannot trust him, you do not return the avodah, even though he gives you a simon. Now, kol davar she'oisa v'yechol, any type of an object that you find, even though there's bothering taking care of it, but it produces things, let's say like a cow, it gives off milk, so the milk it gives off pays for its expenses. That's called kol davar she'oisa v'yechol, it does work and it eats. Is yasa v'yechol, if so, keep on doing it, even though you have to spend money feeding it, but you get back the money from the milk it gives off. But what about the dover she'enu oisav yechel? Let's say a cow that does not give off milk. So if you're just going to have to take care of it and feed it, you're going to end up losing. You're going to use up all his money, because at the end you're going to ask him back to pay you all the money you spent on keeping him alive. So in such a case, you mocher. The halacha is that after you find this aved, you find this cow, you're supposed to sell it and just hold the money for the owner. Shenema, because the pasuk says v'hashev oisaloi, you have to return it to him, which means to say, Re'ei, see, Heich Teshiven Alo, how you will return it to him. Like, make sure that there'll be some value left, and don't just feed it and use up all the money. So therefore, in such a case, you're supposed to sell it and hold the money for the owner. Now, Ma Yehei B'damim, what is the law about this money? Kozeman Nishrem Raved is holding on to the money. Is he allowed to use the money or not? So Rabbi Tafin says, Yishtamish Ben, yes, a Shomer Aveda is allowed to use the money. Lefikach, therefore, since he's allowed to use the money, if the money is lost, Chayev Achriusan, that the Shomer now is Chayev Achriusan, because since he has the right to use it, he for sure becomes at least like a Shomer Socher. In the Gemara, there's also sort of to say that he becomes like a Shoyel, and he's Chayev Anoimsen, it means. Rabbi Akiva says, Lo Yishtamish Behen. No, a Shomer Aveda is not allowed to use the money. Lefikach, therefore, imovdu, let's say it was lost, ain't a chayiv achriusin. He is potter, he has no chayiv achrayis. So sometimes it means to say he's not even like a shemachinam. Since he cannot use it, he has nothing from it, he's only like a pure shemachinam, and therefore he's potter and geneva for yaveda. Mishneches, motzo svarim. Let's say you found svarim. So the locher is, kareya behen achat l'shloishim yoyim. You're supposed to read from it once in 30 days. In other words, you're supposed to like air it out. So therefore, you're supposed to like goil it, open it up and read it once in 30 days. What about if you do not know how to read it, you do not know how to learn? So goil alone. Then just roll it up from one side to the other side. But you should know in an aveda, you're not allowed to learn from it something new. Because if you learn something new, you have to be mind into it and we're afraid you may rip it. And the lo yikro acharimai, even if you're reading it, learning it for the second time, a third time, so that's a little bit easier, still you're not allowed to have somebody else learn with you. Because again, maybe he'll pull it to him, you'll pull it to yourself, you may come to rip it. The same thing, motza ksus, let's say you find clothing, is minaro achat l'shloishim yoyim. You have to shake it out once in 30 days. For shaytcha and spread it out, l'tzorka, for the purpose of the clothing, for the material. But not for your own purpose, for your own honor. And now let's spread it out for your own honor, like to show people you own it. Let's say you find silver vessels, or you find copper vessels. So mishtamish ve'am letzork, and again, you're supposed to use it, but for the purpose of the kelim themselves. Like since these things are supposed to keep them in the karka, that's the way you watch it. If we have to take it out once in 30 days, like, so it shouldn't become spoiled. Avoloi l'sochakon. But you're not allowed to use it in a use that you may come to sochaton, like to smear it off, like to take away some of the silver itself, or some of the nechashis itself. That you like to rub it off, that you're not allowed to use it. Now, klei zov or klei tzchuchas, let's say you found golden vessels, or else glass vessels. The locher is lo yigo behen. You're not supposed to touch it at all, because these things do not get groomed, so there's no purpose in airing it out. Therefore, if you're a shomer aveda, you're not supposed to use it at all.
Achiyove Elio, until Elio Anovi comes, which means until you know exactly who the owner is and you give it back to the owner. Now, Motza Saka Kupa. Let's say you found a sack or you found a basket. V'chol Dovish Shendaka Litol. And any type of a thing that, since you're an Adam Choshev, it's not befitting you to return it. So the Lochur is then Hareze Loyitol. You are not supposed to take it. That there's such a tur widashin visalamta, that widashin pum shatu misalim. Certain times you have right to close your eyes. And this is called the zokin v'ena lefi kvaydai. If it's not respectful for you, like the Gemara says, if it would be your own object, also you would not pick it up and walk with it in the street. It's not befitting you. So therefore, now that it's an aveda, also your potter, you do not have to return it. Mishnah Tess. Eizel hi aveda. What's called something that's obvious, that's lost, that we can tell that it's lost from the owner? So it depends. Motza chamor oy poro royim baderech. If you find a donkey or you find a cow that's pasturing in the fields, walking normally in the field, ein zu aveda, that's not called the lost animal. That's called the owner knows where it is and he'll come back to take it. You have no chiyuv to return it. What about chamor? You find a donkey in the streets, v'kelef hapuchim, and its saddle is turned upside down, or else poro, you find the cow, Rotza ben Akromim, that's running between the vineyards, that he could hurt himself there. So for sure the owner did not put him there. So Harezu Aveda, this is called a lost animal, that there would be a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Herzira, let's say you returned it to the owner, or Borcho, it ran away a second time. Herzira, you have to return it a second time. Let's say you returned it a second time, or Borcho, ran away a third time. Hafilu Abovachamishapamim, even if it happens four or five or unlimited, Chayiv lachzira, at all times you have to return it. Shenem the pasuk says, Hoshev teshivim, that we dash in the second lashon of teshivim, become afilu meyapamim. What about hoyabotel misela? Let's say he's botel from a sela. Which means, let's say at the time when you find the aved in the street, really you're in the middle of doing work. And the work that you're doing, you'll receive a sela. Now you're going to have to stop doing your work to return this aveda. So you're losing out the seller. So locher is, lo yoimelo, you're not allowed to tell the owner of the aveda, tainly seller, listen, I want you to pay me the seller that I lost by not working. Elo rather, noisfein lois choroi kapoya bottle. You have to pay him, true, but you only have to pay him how much a worker that is bottle that is not working gets paid. And the Gemara explains what it means to say is that this person, true, he would have received the seller. But that's hard work he was doing. Now he's not doing such hard work. So how much would that worker accept, like, in order not to have to do such hard work, but to do simple work, how much, like, a decrease of money would he accept that and to do it? In other words, he realizes by not doing such hard work, just by returning the aveda, he doesn't expect to get a seller. But let's say he wants to get a half of a seller. So how much a normal workman would agree not to do the hard work, just to do the simple work, how much money he would agree to take on it, that's how much the owner of the aveda has to pay this person that's returning the aveda. But what's going to be now in Yesham Bezdin? Let's say this person that finds the aveda, and again, he's doing strong work, that he would receive a seller by doing that work. And he really doesn't want to stop the work. He wants to make sure he wants to get his seller. So if there's a Bezdin there, three people, he's allowed to make a condition with them, Masna Bifnei Bezdin, he has allowed to make a condition with them, that I'll only return this aveda if later I have a right to ask from the owner to get my seller back, to get more than just a poyo bottle, but he wants to get his complete seller. So if he says it in front of a Bezdin, he has a right later to collect the seller. What about Imein Sham Bezdin? Let's say there's no three people, he can't get a Bezdin together. Bifnei Miyasna, in front of who can he make this condition? In other words, there's no such condition. Therefore, he has no right later to ask the owner to give him the seller. So in such a case, since he will not get the seller later, therefore the Mishnah says, Shalai Kaidim, you should know, you come first. So therefore, you have a right to do your own work and leave over the Aveda. Now, you're not chayiv to return an Aveda in the case that you're going to have a loss. So in other words, the Reish is saying that if you want to return the Aveda, very good, you're doing a mitzvah, and you only have a right to ask from the owner the schar kapoya bottle, you do not have the right to ask him for the actual sell itself. But let's say you do not want to return the Aveda, you do not want to lose out money, you want to make the seller, you have a right to do that also. That's the end of the Mishnah that says, Shaloi Kaidim, you come first. Mishnah Yud. Motza Berefes. Let's say you found an animal in the corral itself. Ein Chayiv Bo. Then you do not have to return it. And the Gemara says we're talking about where it was not locked, it was open. So that's the Chiddush, even though it wasn't completely watched. But since it's in the corral, it's not called an Aveda, it's called the owner knows where it is. You're potter, you have no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. What about Rishus HaRabim? Let's say you find an animal in the Rishus HaRabim, Chayiv Bo. Then you have a Chiv to return it. That's called an Aveda. V'yimhoysa Beis HaKvaros. Let's say the animal is in the cemetery and you're a Kain, so you're not allowed to go in there. Lo yitamalo, you're not allowed to go into the basic forest to pick up this Aveda. Even though there's a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda, mitzvah Sesei, but there's an Esei and a Lois Sesei for Kain to go into the basic forest. Therefore, the Esei is not Doicha, another Esei which has a lot to it. In Omaloy Aviv, let's say the father tells the son, Hitame, even though the father and the son are Kahanim, the father tells the son, listen, I want you to go into the basic forest to return the Aveda. Or Yishomalor, else the father says to his son, Al Tachzer, do not return this Aveda, a regular Aveda, a regular son. Is Lo Yishmalo, you're not Mechuyv, you're not supposed to listen to your father. Because you only have the mitzvah Kibbut Aveim when he's not going against the Torah. But if your father was going against the Torah, there's no mitzvah to listen to him. Now, Porak Vitoyen, Afilu Abo V'chamisha Pomim. Chayiv, we know there's a mitzvah of Tino, that means helping somebody take off the load off his animal, and there's a mitzvah prika, helping a person return the bundles on top of the animal. So even though you did it once or two or three or five times, still you have to keep on doing it. Shenema, the pasuk says, Ozoiv Tazoiv, you have to help him. Ozoiv Tazoiv means help him put the weight back on the animal. Holach v'yoshavloi, let's say the owner of this animal, of the loaded donkey, just sits down. And the Yomri says to this person passing by, listen, Hoyov Yolecha Mitzvah, since the mitzvah of Tino Freak is upon you, in Ritzon Chalifrei Parak, if you want to help me take off the weight, help me take it off. So in such a case, Pota, that person is not Mechuyev to listen, he doesn't have to do it. Shenemekos, the Pasuk says, Imoy, you only have to help the owner if he's working also. But if the owner does not want to do anything, then you're Pota. I think Morris says what it means to say is your potter means you do not have to do it for free, but rather you have right to ask him to pay you money for it, for the work you're doing. What about the Mhoya Zokin Achela? Let's say the owner is a Zokin, an older person or a Achela, a sick person. That's why he's not helping taking off the load or putting the load back on again. Then Chayiv. Then the person that's passing by, he does have the Chayiv to help him put it back on again or to take it off. Now, mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrei. There's a mitzvah midiraisa that helps somebody take off the loads off his animal. Avoloi litoin. But there's no mitzvah to help him put it back on again. And the Gemara says, of course, there is a mitzvah. What it means to say is that you don't have to do it for free. You have right to charge the owner for the help that you're doing, for the work that you're doing. Rabbi Shimon says, af litoin, no. Even to help somebody litoin, put the weight, put the bundles back on the animal, you have to do it for free, you have no right to charge money for it. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, Emhoye Olov Yosar Al Masoi. Let's say this animal is holding more bundles than it can really hold. He's overloaded. Then the locher is Eina Zokagloi. In such a case, there's no mitzvah to help him put it back on again or to take off the bundles. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Tachas Masoi. You found this animal that fell down underneath his bundles. So we dash in Masoi Sheyochol Amed Boi. Only bundles that he really would be able to stand up. Such a weight, if he falls down because of it, you have to help him. But if he's overloaded, that the animal cannot stand up because of the overweight, then there's no mitzvah pre-kortina. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Avedosoi v'yavedos oviv. Let's say you lost an aveda, and your father lost an aveda, and you found them both. So avedosa kademis, and you can only take care of one of the two. So you have a right to take care of your aveda, and leave over your father's Aveda. You do that later. What about Avedosa the Aveda's Rabbi? That you lost an Aveda, and your Rebbe also lost an Aveda. And you don't have time to take care of both? Still, Shaloi Kademis, yours come first. At the Mordash and the Postik, Efes Kloyir Bochevyoin, you have to watch yourself not to become poor. Therefore, you take care of yourself first. What about Avedas Ovi the Aveda's Rabbi? Let's say your father lost an Aveda, and your Rebbe lost it.
and you're there now to find it, and you can't take care of both of them. Which one should you take care of first? So, shel rabbi kedemis, your rebbe's aveda, that you're supposed to take care of first. Why? She'oviv hevil yerlamazeh. Your father brought you into this world. But v'rabbi, your rebbe, shelimdoi chokhma, that teaches you chokhma, chokhma satoro, is mevil chaylo mabo. He's bringing you toilo mabo, that's mochoshev. Therefore, his aveda is supposed to return first. But what's going to be v'imoviv chokhm? Let's say your father is a big talmud chokhm, just like your rebbe, then shelovil kodemis. Then you're supposed to give respect, take care of your fathers first. What's going to be ha'yo'oviv v'rabbi neisim asoi? Let's say your father and your rebbe were both carrying a lot of bundles. So the locher is maniach esher rabbi. He's supposed to help your rebbe take off his bundles first. V'yachakach maniach esher aviv. And then you'll help your father take off his bundles. Again, like the svar we had before, your rebbe comes before your father. What about ha'yo'oviv v'rabbi v'veis hashevi? Let's say your father was captured, and your rebbe was also captured by the goyim. So the locher is poydes rabbi. You're supposed to redeem your rebbe first. V'yachakach poydes aviv. And then you go to redeem your father. What's going to be v'imhoye oviv chochem? Let's say your father is a big talmud chochem, just like your rebbe is. Then poydes aviv. Then you're supposed to redeem your own father first, because he has two milas, your father and he's a talmud chochem. V'yachakach poydes rabbi. And then you go to redeem your rebbe. All right, Adkan Perek Sheni. Now Perek Gimel. Ha'mafkid eitzol chaveroi pehema oy kelim. If Reuven gives to his friend Shimon to watch for him his animal or his utensils, and let's say the Shemer Shimon is the Shemer Chinam here, v'nignevu, then it was stolen from the Shemer Chinam. Oy sha'ovdu, or else it was lost from the Shemer. Now, Shilein, the Shemer on his own decides to pay up the owner, and v'loy rotzeli shava, because he does not want to swear. He does not want to swear a shruas hashemrim to the owner to say that it was nignevo, and then he would be potter. But rather, rather than swearing, he would rather pay the money, the value of the pora, to the owner. Now, sharei amru, because really it was said that shemechinim nishpa v'yotzei. Really, a shemechinim could just swear to say it was stolen, and he would be freed. Now, nimtzu haganef, what's going to be if later on we find the ganef? Now, the locher is mishalom tashlumi kefal. Pshit, he's going to have to pay kefal, the ganef. The question is to who he's going to have to pay it to. But since the ganef made a regular geneva, he's going to have to pay kefal. Tofach o'mochar, let's say he made a geneva on the animal, whether it was a shor or whether it was a seh, or mochar, and he made a tfich, he shechted it, he slaughtered it, or else he sold it. So mishalom tashlumi abov v'chamisha. He has to pay four if it was a seh, and he has to pay five if it was a shor. Now, lemi mishalim, to who does the ganef have to pay the kefal or the dal v'hei? So the Mishnah says, lemi shapikodin etzlei, to the shemer, to the one that was watching the animal, the one that was watching the pikodin. The shemer, he acquires the kefal, he acquires the dal v'hei. And the Gemara explains that since the shemer did like a favor to the owner, that he decided to pay in his own free will instead of swearing, so the owner like does a favor back to him, and either the Gemara says right before the geneva, the owner means to say that the power should belong to the ganef, or else at the time when the owner gives over the power to the shemer to accept shmira, at that time it's as if the owner said to him that you would own this para if it will be stolen later, and if you will want to pay me the money, then we look as if the para belongs to you from the mafreya, from the time that I give it over to you. Now, what's going to be though, nishpa v'loy rotz l'shalim? Let's say the shema decided to swear that it was stolen from him and to free himself, and he does not want to pay. Now, later, nimsa ganef, we find the ganef, mishalom tashlumi kefal, shita, the ganef has to pay kefal. Tofach u'mocha, let's say the ganef made a tficha shchita, or he sold it, mishalom tashlumi abo v'chamisha, the ganef has to pay dal v'hei. But lemi mishalom, to who does the ganef pay to? Lebala bekodin. He has to pay it to the owner. Because here in this case, the owner never gave over the para to the shemer, since the shemer swore to free himself. Therefore, the kefal pshita goes to the original owner of the para. Mishnah Beis. Hasoiche para mechaveroi. If somebody rents a cow from his friend, he's a shemer sucker on it. Now this shemer
lends it out to his friend. He gives it out to a friend, that the friend becomes a shemesh shoyl. Umesa kadarko, and the animal dies a normal death by the shoyl, by the second shemer. So the locher is like this. Yishova ha-soicher shemesa kadarko. True, the first shemer, he has to swear to the owner that the shor died normally. The shor or the parah died kadarko. Therefore, the shemer socher, he's potter from paying the owner, since it was mesa kadarko. Now, the ha-shoyl, the second shemer, the shoyl, that's chayiv on einsin, he's chayiv even though it died kadarko. Who does he have to pay the money to now? Yishalem ha-socher. He has to pay the money to the shemer socher. Because the shemer socher, as soon as he swore that he was free, he like owns now the parah. He's freed from the owner. Therefore, the shoyl has to pay the shemer socher the money. On this, Amar Rabbi Yosi says back, no, but rather, Ketzad halo oisa schoiro biparosa shachaveroi. How do we let the shemer socher make profit, make money on this cow that doesn't belong to him, on the cow that's the owner's? Therefore, rather, Elo taksar haporo laboilam. We said that the shoyl has to pay the money back to the owner. The owner has the right to get back his paro. The shoyl does not pay the money to the shemer socher, but rather the shoyl has to pay the money back to the original owner.
Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Omar lishnayim. If somebody says to two people, Gozalti liechod mikem emona, I stole from one of you $200, but v'eni yodeya ezim mikem, I do not know, I do not remember from which one I stole it. So what does this gazlin, what does he have to do? Oy Oviv, or else he says, this Reuven says, that Oviv shel echod mikem, the father of one of you two, hifked li mona, deposited by me $100 to watch for him. In other words, I owe one of you $200, v'eni yodeya ezehu, and I do not remember which one I owe it to. So the locher is, noisen lozeh mona u lozeh mona. You have to return to both of them $100 in both cases, whether it's a suffix from which one you stole, or whether it's a suffix from which one the father deposited by you. And the reason the Mishnah says is, shahoyde mipi atzmoy, because you're admitting by yourself. And the Gemara says, really, this is a psak of Usnei Mishur Sadin, the way you're supposed to be noig. Mishnah Dalit. Shnayim shefkidu eitzel echad. Two people deposited by one person to watch. Zem mona v'zem osayim. Reuven gave the shomer $100 to watch, and Shimon gave him $200 to watch. Now, when it came to take the money back, zeoi mishalim osayim v'zeoi mishalim osayim. Both Reuven and Shimon both say the $200 belongs to them. So the halacha is, noisen lezem mona lezem mona. The shomer has to return $100 to both of them, because for sure each one deserves at least $100. The hashar, like the third $100, is yehemunach achiyov elio. The shomer holds on to it until he knows for sure who it belongs to. He holds on to it like until elio another comes. Omer Rabbi Yosi says, no, him came, if so, mahifsad haramai. What does a liar lose out? Like, why shouldn't the person lie to say his is the $200? Rather, elo hako yehemunach achiyov elio. We tell the shomer he should hold on to all $300 until they know for sure who owns the two and who owns the one, like until Eliyahu never comes. So this way the Ramai, the lawyer, will not come and lie, because he has nothing to lose, he has nothing to gain, he'll only lose out. Like this, if he admits he only gets 100, he'll get 100. Now that he's asking for 200, he'll get zero. Such a Yosef's kenas like, him came, my hifsed haramai.